And you're listening to Michigan Radio, your state, your stories, your NPR news station. With two defections late Monday, efforts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act ended in the Senate. For now, we'll have more up next on the 1A. Support for Michigan Radio comes from Amtrak, committed to passenger rail services nationwide, introducing its new Michigan Saver Fare program, offering fare travel options. Limited seating is available. Travel information at AmtrakMichigan.com.
Before digital projectors invaded movie theaters, this is NPR News.
With Michigan Radio News, I'm Tom. Michigan's tourism industry could get a little boost after the government made more H-2B visas available this week. The visas are for temporary seasonal workers, like jobs at Mackinac Island. Rebecca Mancini is an attorney with Miller Canfield. She says the additional 15,000 visas are for the entire U.S.
So employers are definitely scrambling right now.
Mancini says even with the additional visas, there's never enough to meet the demand for jobs that Americans typically won't apply for. She says there are also never enough H-1B visas. Those are for skilled labor jobs like computer science. Women and girls who say they've been sexually abused by a former MSU sports doctor could get a chance to testify against him in federal court this fall. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports.
I'm Kate Wells.
City leaders in Kalamazoo are looking for public input on whether to expand medical marijuana operations. The city is considering proposed ordinances to allow commercial marijuana dispensaries in certain parts of town and to regulate caregivers. The changes are allowed under a set of state laws that passed last year, and it could result in more local revenue through taxes. Public hearings on the proposed ordinances are scheduled for next Wednesday and Thursday in Kalamazoo. Michigan Radio weather today, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. West and mid-Michigan will have a slight chance of showers tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s.